بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. إن شاء الله today we start the discussion with regards to the battle of Badr, discussing the ghazawat of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Even in the ghazwa and in the wars of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is the hidayat and guidance for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every aspect of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is guidance, is hidayat, is barakah, is blessings for every one of us. That is why we see that struggling, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a discipline, it's not an emotional outlet. Sometimes a person feels upset and you know, you burning within yourself, you feel you need to remedy a situation or you got it in for a person and we feel, yeah, let's go out in the path of Allah and this is how we will let it out. No, jihad is a discipline. That is why it's such an important ibadat and action that is underpinned by sincerity and a person has to be driven by divine goals. Even if at the moment you're holding your sword on top of the enemy, even at that moment if he recites kalima, a person has to withdraw. He's not allowed to kill that person the moment he recites the kalima. So it's not now I got you and now you are cornered. But at that moment, what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then the greatest of the battles and the ghazawat in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Waqi'atu Badrin, Ghazwatu Badrin, the battle of Badr. By far was the best of the battles and the greatest, most auspicious of the battles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bukhari Sharif, the narration appears, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ اِطَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked, scrutinized the hearts of the participants of Badr. Then the divine announcement for every one of the participants, اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ. If you could withstand this battle, today you can do as you please. All your sins have been forgiven. Your participation in this one battle has earned you the highest of abodes. Now this was not a license for Sahaba radiallahu anhum to do as they please. Rather they understood that we have reached such closeness of Allah, which we have to be very guarded about now. Now we can't do anything wrong. اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ means there is no more need for any further strivings. This struggle alone, this feather in the cap is big enough. This strife is the most expensive that you can ever have, that you are a participant of Badr. One day, there was a squabble or there was an argument between two Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So one person came and he complained to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the other. Many incidents, but one in particular complained. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no, you lying about him, don't speak about him like that. He is a Badri Sahabi. Be careful, he's a Badri Sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Musnad Ahmad has narrated that لَيَّدْخُلَ النَّارَ رَجُلٌ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا. Any person who participated in the battle of Badr will never ever enter the fire of Jahannam. لَيَّدْخُلْ, with emphasis, he'll never enter. Jibril alayhi salam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, مَا تَعُدُّونَ أَهْلَ بَدْرٍ فِيكُمْ. What do you class the participants of Badr amongst yourselves? What's their standard and position that they hold in amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? What rank they hold? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مِنْ أَفْضَلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The choices, the best of my Sahaba are the participants of Badr. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَنْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Even the ranking of the angels amongst us, the best is the one that participated in Badr. Can we understand the rank of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the participants of Badr? Such a rank that even a angel and a farishta that came, he also earned those merits and excellence due to the sacrifices of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. 313, there is difference of opinion with regards to how many participants of Badr. There are narrations of 313, that is the famous. 315, 317, and there are other narrations also. However, from 313, 46 names of the participants of Badr have been mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. Any person, tajraba, tried and tested, you read those 46 names at least, and you make dua due to the sacrifice and the qurbani of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, your duas get accepted. One is reading the names of all 313. Alhamdulillah, if we can manage, well and good. But at least the names of 46 Sahaba radiallahu anhum that Imam Bukhari rahimullah has mentioned in his magnum opus of Sahih al-Bukhari. We read those names and then we make dua. What is destined, if it is meant for us, it will come to us due to the barakah and the blessings of taking the names of the participants of Badr. Such an accolade of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they qurbani, we are benefiting today. They qurbani. So the battle of Badr, as we had mentioned, that four ghazawat took place before the battle of Badr. The third one was where Sahaba radiallahu anhum left Medina Tayyiba and departed, and Abu Sufyan was traveling with his caravan en route. This now on the return is the battle of Badr. And as we had mentioned, 1,000 camels, 50,000 dinars investment. Every single person of Makkah Mukarramah invested, except one person. Everyone's investment was in there. Now if we do a calculation of 50,000 dinars, according to today's price of gold, the dinar, we're coming to 27.5 million rands. 27.5 million rand, meaning the calculation of that gold today, which means with inflation, how much more wouldn't it have been worth? Now only 30 to 40 kufar accompanied this caravan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we need to apprehend, capture this caravan. If there is an opportunity, a golden moment for us to avenge our losses, to set the record straight, and to draw blood from Sahaba, means that they took our money, we take our, their money now. Remember, there's no peace treaty, we are at war with them. They started the war, now we finish it. They took our money. When we make hijrah, they usurped our land. At times, they even forced us to leave our wealth behind. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum financially left a lot in Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُنَفِّلُكُمُوهَا. O my Sahaba radiallahu anhum, I think so this will be a good spoil of war and booty for us. This is the time, let's draw blood from them. Let's go and take this booty. It's a lot. So 30 to 40 kufara accompanying Abu Sufyan in his caravan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks to Sahaba radiallahu anhu and he says, O my Sahaba, we're going to for this caravan. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu, whoever is available, we move now. We're moving immediately. One Sahabi says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen, I've got conveyances on the outskirts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Illa man kana dhahruhu hadiran. If your conveyance is now with you, you join the army today and now. If you have it on the outskirts, I can't wait for you. So you move now. And remember, the focus was the trade caravan. It was not a battle. So 313 Sahaba living with Nabi Sam ill-equipped, because there was no intention of a bigger battle. Two horses, Miqdad radiallahu anhu, Zubair radiallahu anhu. 70 horses. There is narrations of a third horse, but let's take it as two famous. Narration of 70 camels. Now 70 camels with 313 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, which means that they have to be sharing maybe 3-4 to a camel. 3-4 to a camel at least. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali radiallahu anhu and Abu Lubaba radiallahu anhu. Some narrations suggest Zayd radiallahu anhu also. So Biyazid me, three, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and two others, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and three others are sharing one camel. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times would be on the camel, the other two sahaba would walk. Then another sahabi takes a turn, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk. After some times, those sahaba who were sharing the camel with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they feel hurt, you know, difficult, and they say, Ya Rasul, how can you walk, we riding? No, not right. We relinquish our right, you will ride the full journey. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, golden words, Ma antuma bi aqwa minni, wa ma ana bi aghna anil ajri minkum. Oh my sahaba, don't ever claim that you all are stronger than me. Physical strength, I have it. So physically you all are not stronger than me. Number two, I am not more independent of reward than you. This is a leader, not a boss. A boss, he holds the title. And a leader, he holds the hearts of people. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a leader. He led with roles. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling sahaba, no, there's going to be equality. I will ride, you will ride. And we will all have a fair share. No preferential treatment for anyone, even if it be myself. Subhanallah. What great, advice for every one of us. Sometimes you climb the ladder, and eventually you feel you're a little bit different from the rest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the highest ladder, and he felt he's amongst the people. Sayyidul qawmi fi safari khadimuhum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the leader of a group in journey, he is the khadim. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with the sahaba radiallahu anhum. So eventually as they are departing, as we said, 70 horse, camels, two horses, sahaba radiallahu anhum are going. Zayd ibn Khaythama, Allahu Akbar. Zayd ibn Khaythama radiallahu anhu and his father. These two both want to go out. Father says, I'm going. Son says, Papa, I'm going today. So the father addresses the son. He says, Ya Bunaya, athirni al-yawm. Listen, today no negotiations. You'll give preference to your father and I'm going out. So the son responds. He says, Ya Abati, لو كان غير الجنة فعلت. Had it been anything besides Jannat, I would have said, Papa, go. But this has got to do with Jannat. As much as you require it, I require it. I'm not going to give you preferential treatment. You can't go. Now what do we do? He says, draw lots. Put the name in the hat. We pick up a name. So they drew lots. Pick up the name. Subhanallah. The son's name comes out. Father is sad. He says, okay, you can go. And that son became shaheed in the battle of Badr. What happened to the father in the battle of Uhud, inshallah? Amazing incident. He becomes shaheed in the battle of Uhud, the father. And then something happens. We'll mention it in the battle of Uhud. Battle of Badr. So that was Zayd radiallahu anhu. Then was an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Uthman radiallahu anhu not to come. Oh Uthman, you don't come. Why? Because your wife Ruqiyya, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not well. She had measles. So you stay behind and you look after my daughter and your wife. You are exempt and excluded from coming and participating in the battle of Badr. So Sayyiduna Usman radiallahu anhu did not participate in the Badr, yet he is known as a Badri Sahabi. His share in the booty was there. Usman radiallahu anhu had a share. Nabi Sam said, you had excuse for you. You were exempt from my side not to come. Now the lesson for every one of us. One more incident. Abu Umama. Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, his mother was sick. So the aunt comes and tells him, Abu Umama, your mother is sick. Ibqa ma'a ummik. You stay behind, you nurse and take care of your mother. So he turned to his aunt, Khala, and he addressed her, and he says, oh my Khala, you stay behind with your sister. I'm going out in jihad. She went to complain to Nabi Sam. Abu Umama, his mother is sick, he wants to go out in Badr. I mean, who doesn't want to be in Badr? Nabi Sam heard the whole situation. He says, Abu Umama, you're not coming in jihad, you're not coming in Badr, you look after your mother. This is the mizaj of Sharia. Despite all of that excellence and merit the battle of Badr carries, and there's so much to earn, but we need to understand the temperament of Sharia. Sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ujahid, can I go out in jihad? Nabi sallam says, you got parents that require your assistance and your khidmah? He says, Ya Rasulallah, yeah, my parents, they need me. Nabi sallam says, you go nowhere. Your jihad is in looking after your parents. That's your jihad. As much as you've got josh, now use your hosh and stay behind. My desire for you is you stay behind, you'll get my du'as. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him, Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, with karamat when he went to give Dawood to his qawm. An incident for another time. We're gonna detour too much over here. So Abu Umama, Allah blessed him. He earned the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then comes the time that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the mizaj of Sharia. Sometimes, you know, you just want to do ibadah. You want to do something, but what is asked of us? What does the Sharia require of us? Not what I want to do. What would Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam be happy with? What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with? That is what I must do. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped at the place called Bi'r Abi Inabah. There is one kitab, but it's in Arabic. It's got QR codes. You can scan. You scan the code, it will take you to the place you need to be. You say, point one, Nabi Sam stopped here. Point two, Nabi Sam stopped there. Subhanallah, really amazing. Nice one. We just got some screenshots of those barcodes. But there are boards in the areas. You speak to the local people, they can take you to those areas. Anyway, so there is this area, Bi'r Abi Inabah. Nabi Sam stopped there. Very close was Buyut al-Suqya. So Nabi Sam stopped, and this was a mile or little more, just out of Madinah Tayyibah. Nabi Sam says, MashaAllah, now we have to scrutinize and look at the army. Those brothers who are too weak to come, you go back home. Those that are underage, you need to go back home. So Nabi Sam is looking, Ibn Umar, underage, you're 14 years old, go back. Maaf. Usama, you would make it. Rafi, in some narrations, Bara radiallahu anhu, you underage. And a few sahaba radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sam took their names and said, brothers, you all can't come. Underage. You all don't qualify. You all have to go back. Some 14, some 13. So go back. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, he looks at his brother Umair radiallahu anhu, he's hiding. So Sa'd, the brother, comes, he says, Umair, what's happening? He says, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees me, he's going to tell me to go back home because I'm a young sahabi, I'm only 16 years old. So he started crying. So he says, no, whatever is best for you. He's crying, he wants to go out. وَأَنَا أُحِبُّ الْخُرُوجِ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُنِي شَهَادًا. Let me go out, maybe Allah will give me martyrdom. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, he says, Umair, mashallah, Umair, where are you hiding? Small boy now, you go back home. You're 16 years old, go back home. He's crying, can't control himself. Nabi Sam says, Umair, what's happening? Why are you crying? He says, Ya Rasul Sam, sincere desire to get Shahada. I want to become Shaheed. Imagine two brothers, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, Umair ibn Abi Waqas. Two. So the Umair, the younger brother, he's hiding. Nabi Sam sees him. He says, go back. He says, no. And he starts crying. Nabi Sam reconsiders the decision and he says, Umair, 16, okay, you stay with us. Now he's in jubilation. Umair radiallahu anhu, he can't even walk with the sword. They took the sword and they put it over his shoulder. The sword is dragging on the sand. He says, Umair, you can't carry one sword, where are you going? He says, no, I'm coming. The brother quickly came. He took the string, put a few knots, made it a little higher. Now it's just like dangling on the side, on his leg, hitting his leg. And he's going out in the path of Allah. Subhanallah. When he met his shahada, Umair radiallahu anhu, he was facing the warrior amongst the kufar. Amr ibn Abdi Wud he was facing. And he was the one that was the reason for the shahada of Sayyidina Umair ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu. Brothers and elders, sometimes we have to ask ourselves where we went off. One is, we ask ourselves, what's the desire of our children and those children? What wrong in the tarbiyat we did? But forget about the children. I ask myself, what wrong went with me? Why don't I have those desires even to earn Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us tawfiq and the ability. Battle of Badr is like that. You want to carry on listening. So many incidents, so much to talk about. But inshallah, we'll continue. Let's stick to our routine, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah. Shadu ala.